All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. Yes, it's another title for a Philadelphia team, so they're probably going crazy this morning on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. So let's eavesdrop on their morning show, the Touchdown Brothers.
The Final Four is underway.
Jim Nance, Grant Hill.
Grant was going a little bit.
I told you it was classic. Classic. Oh, God. That guy's so good.
That raptor,
he's so funny.
How does he sound?
So funny. All right. Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, the Touchdown Brothers here with you. Home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
The Philadelphia Eagles. The team that beat that pretty boy Brady back to Wawaville.
You still crying, Tom Brady? Are you still out there crying?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, and now we've got another big champion here in Philly.
Yeah. The Villanova Wildcats,
baby! You said it, baby! You said it, baby! A total underdog!
Did you? Yeah, total underdog!
Total underdog beat Michigan.
No one gave him a chance.
No one thought they could win.
Talking down to the kitty cats all year long.
They plowed through all of them, especially Texas Tech. They really plowed through that.
Yeah, from the Big 12. They only have 12 teams in the Big 12.
Nothing but losers in the so-called Lone Star State.
Yeah.
Okay, the Lone Star State.
Lone Star State. I found that funny, too. They say, hey, we got to have a Final Four. I guess we got to play it in Texas. Don't play it in Jerry's world. Let's play it in San Antonio.
You know that just burned Jerry up, too.
It shows your place sucks.
Fried.
That's why they didn't want to play it
fried.
There. Yeah, just totally fried. Probably fried, too. That a team from Philadelphia.
All right, Tony. Hey, listen, a little housekeeping here. Thanks.
Right.
Last hour we had on Mike Reiner and Mickey Spagnuolo, the co-founders of the Ticket down there in Dallas. We got them on to
appreciate
rag them a bit.
Coming on then.
And, you know, I would thank Jay Moore for coming on, but I don't know what that was about. He called you a homo.
I know. I wasn't fake laughing.
I know. You mentioned that it was kind of uncomfortable.
He's weird. He's a weird guy, man. I don't know why we had him on.
We'll have to listen to that audio again. Let's get him on here in a couple of years.
Yeah.
We'll have him review that audio with
us. Listen back to
it. We'll see if he thinks he's destroying or whatever.
Everything's great in Philadelphia except for one thing.
What's that?
The Phillies, man, they suck.
Oh, God.
I think it's going
to
be a long year. Yeah, that Gabe Kapler.
It's not working out.
Gabe Kapler has no idea what he's doing.
You know what? And he used to be like a good baseball player until he was with the Rangers. And
that
destroyed
him.
That destroyed
him.
He never was
totally
the same. And now he can't manage worth a flip either.
And I don't know about this. I heard that he used to do a radio show at that station down there. What's it called?
The ticket. Okay. All right.
Like
I don't know where you were going there.
Like, no, what
I didn't
are you
know what you
about?
Said there. I don't know. But anyway, that ruined him. Well, it's a sucky station, and it's a sucky little, it's a stupid butthole station.
He doesn't know when to take a starter out. He doesn't know to warm. He didn't even know to warm up a reliever before he brought him in the other day.
God. Hey, speaking of Dallas, the Cowgirls thinking about getting rid of Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, you got about 51 other players you should think about getting rid of.
Oh, man.
Oh, good God. Let's go to the phone, shall we? All right, let's go to Sal in South Philly.
Oh.
You're on with the Touchdown Brothers. Hey, Sal.
Hey, how are you two guys doing on this glorious morning?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, Sal. After the title game last night, Sal, doing pretty good.
I went out to the streets of Philly to celebrate the Villanova's championships last night.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that great?
I tried to climb one of those light poles, but guess what? It was greased up again by the fuzz.
What am I doing?
So
come on, let
fuzz.
The kids have some fun out there.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
I slid straight down, and I split open my ball sack.
Oh, God, I've had that happen to me several times. That hurts. That hurts.
That's a tough one, Sal.
On the plus sides, though, the ER nurse who treated me was beautiful, and I asked her out on a date, and she since slapped me with the restraining orders.
Hey, that sounds like romantic success to me.
Women,
they change their mind.
Yeah.
The Eagles win a Super Bowl. Nova gets another title. I'm going to down a couple of cheese steaks to celebrate. So you guys with me?
That's the way you got to do it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I didn't see a Dallas team in the Final Four.
Oh, good point.
I didn't see their big school, the Dallas Longhorns, or should I say the Shorthorns?
Oh,
classic.
So classic.
Hey, I got a question for you two guys.
Okay, hit us out.
Does Dallas El Centro College basketball suck or what?
No! Yeah!
Hey, coming up next hour, the inventor of modern sports radio comes on to promote his new memoir, The Innovator I Am. Justin Montemayor will join us, take your calls for a couple hours. We're coming up next with great stuff. Stay
good
with us.
Stuff coming your way, baby.
It's the worst. It's exhausting.
Radio show.
Just exhausting to listen to those guys.
It's exhausting for me, listening to them.
Really exhausting to me.